The following internet radio show is for mature audiences only. That means, boys and girls, you must be 18 years of age or older to listen.
Last Friday, April 4th, marked the 40th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination. One would think that here and now in the 21st century, our attitudes towards working with, socializing with, and even dating members of the Caucasian race would be no big deal, right? Wrong. Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama was on point when he recently said that there is a chasm of misunderstanding that exists between the races. I won't indulge you in another discussion about race relations and politics tonight, but I will be bold enough to open a discussion about thoughts and attitudes that still permeate throughout this country regarding dating relationships between members of different ethnicities and cultures. When a black man chooses an Asian woman as his girlfriend or wife, not much is said. When a black woman chooses to marry her longtime Latin lover, very little resentment is expressed. But when a black man is seen walking through a popular shopping mall hand in hand with a blonde, blue-eyed Caucasian woman, you can bet all of your Vegas casino chips that if two or more African-American women are present, there are going to be irritated facial expressions and frowns, as well as harsh, critical mumblings under their breath. Let's be real, folks. Caucasian men in this society just do not pursue black women nearly as frequently as Caucasian women throw out the vibe to men of color that they are open-minded enough to date and eventually exchange orgasms with a handsome, successful, financially stable black man with a strong, lean, athletic physique. Do black women have a right to complain? Is the shortage of available single black men so severe that African-American women have a valid basis for expressing hurt and bitterness when they see a quality black man in the arms of a white woman who may be a stranger to the terms oppression and adversity? Many black women will express comments such as, only a weak black man would date a white woman. They can't handle a strong sister. Sisters, are you sure it's your strength that brothers aren't willing to put up with? A quick warning for my listeners tonight. Anytime you discuss race and gender, the conversation is bound to become sensitive. Some strong opinions may be expressed tonight that might get many of your emotions riled up. So in a nutshell, I'm saying prepare yourself. Because tonight, my guest co-host, Steve the Dean Williams, from the SchoolOfDating.com, whose wife Elle happens to be Caucasian, will take on this controversial topic with an unapologetic tone and an unwillingness to mince words. Tonight, listeners, there is no special guest in the house. This evening, I'm opening up all the phone lines and extending an invitation to those joining me live tonight to weigh in with your thoughts, your opinions, your comments and criticisms. I'm challenging you to pick up the phone tonight so that you, the listener, can get up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is this the Alan Roger Curry of Mode 1 fame? Oh, my God.
When I made the movie, it was never my intention to bash black women. What it's about is trying to show black women for the first time that some of the contributions to why relationships don't work actually do come from this.
So online dating actually allows you to get to know someone far better than if you met someone for 20 minutes in a bar.
Yeah, I actually agree with that. I agree with Evan
wholeheartedly. We were created to couple up, and I don't care who you are, how successful you think you have it, or how happy of a life you think you would have without a companion. We were created with a longing to couple with someone else.
Only God can judge me, and only God can judge these people. Everyone has the right to live their life, and who am I to judge a person for what they want to do? If it works for you, more power to you. Go ahead.
LA is like a meat market.
don't I know?
I don't know what it is, but somebody's looking for something. So fried chicken is black women to me. I mean, it's just a beautiful thing. I even wrote a poem. Hey, just like chicken.
Ms. McDermott, glad to have you here.
Alan, I'm just feeling a lot of love right now. Yeah, you got me all a tingling, so let's talk about it.
702 is up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry and Jimmy Jean-Louis.
Hey, what's up, Alan? What's up, Jimmy J?
Hey, how are you?
Jimmy J, somebody knows me.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't do this.
Alan.
No, you don't have.
You're horrible.
What?
Excuse me, what is your name?
Alan. Alan Roger Curry.
Alan Roger Curry. I thought so. You don't beat around the bush, do you?
No need to. I keep it real. Up front and straightforward.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The camera's here and the microphones, and they wanna know. Oh, 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 yeah.
Chauffeur, come and take me away, cause I've been standing in this line for like 5 whole days. Me and security ain't getting along, and when I got to the front, they told me all of the tickets were gone. So just take me home where the mood is mellow, and the roses are thrown, M&Ms are yellow, and the light bulbs around my mirror don't flicker. Everybody gets a nice autograph picture, one for you and one for your sister, who had to work tonight but is an avid listener. Every song's a favorite song and mics don't feedback. All the reviewers say you need to go and see that. And everybody claps cause everybody is pleased, and then they all take the stage and start performing for me. Like ha 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 ha, ha 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 ha.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear.
That's right, have no fear.
And the
gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Up Front and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. We're on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network, and I'm your host, Alan Roger Curry. And we already have a filled up chat room with about 25 users in it. Let's see, Dangerous Lee, Icy Purpose One, Sassy Sass, Sandy, Down South Georgia Girl, The Professor, Taz, Dark Prince, Born to Serve, Music Nika. Probably mispronounced that, but anybody I missed, welcome to the April 10th edition of Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. I think it goes without saying that tonight's show might potentially end up being one of the most provocative, racially sensitive, and controversial discussions I've had to date, but who knows? It could end up being semi-tame. In case you don't have a clue what I'm referring to, tonight's episode has to do with black women, but I would say more specifically those black women who carry around a certain anger about them, a certain bitterness about them, and also black men's negative perceptions of the African-American women I just spoke of as it relates to dating and relationships. The question my show is asking tonight: are some black women, not all black women, not most, but just some, are some black women in denial about some of the flaws and weaknesses in their behavior towards men of color? Do black women exhibit behavior that is disrespectful, condescending, and unnecessarily antagonistic towards black men? Are black women's, some black women's, criticisms of black men who choose to date outside of their race, and even more specifically their criticisms of those brothers who choose to date Caucasian women, mostly unfair and unnecessarily harsh? Finally, we're asking, do some of the black male characters portrayed in many of Tyler Perry movies do more harm than good when it comes to perceptions of black men's behavior towards women? On this particular episode of Upfront and Straightforward, I don't really have, per se, a special guest. A lot of times I have book authors, relationship coaches, but rather, on this particular show, I've invited the young man who first made me aware of Blog Talk Radio. I'd never heard of Blog Talk Radio in spring of 2007, but because of my relationship with this gentleman, he introduced me to him. I'm going to give his introduction in just a couple of minutes, but before I bring him into the conversation, as always, I have to give my weekly kudos and shout-outs to those who deserve it. As I always do, many thanks to the co-founders of Blog Talk Radio, CEO, Mr. Alan Levy, and Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Bob Cherish, the Blog Talk Radio executive staff, which includes but is not limited to Mr. John Sweet, Mr. Luke Armour, and Ms. Hillary Lee Wong. Those three really go out to help Blog Talk Radio show hosts meet any challenges they might have, and help them better produce their shows and promote their shows. My broham and ace confidant, Stephen Curry, my cousin Chicago, J.P. Jones, at the ball in New Jersey, Alvin Spencer, my cousin, Denver, Colorado. Also, big ups to my Los Angeles road dog, Tim B-E-V-V Beverly, who's listening tonight. That's right. He's a screenwriter in Hollywood. Works for the Screen Actors Guild. That's my dog. We used to kick it when I lived in L.A. All of my fellow Blog Talk Radio Network family, many who are in this chat room right here. Nikki Woods, who has a great show. Will Wavy had a great show last night. The Game. Dangerous Lee had a special show tonight. She's got another show tomorrow. Nikki Love, Sandy, a.k.a. How Elegant, Hip Talk Radio, Army Wife. Army Wife, Army Wife, if you're not familiar with Army Wife calls in to just about every show on Blog Talk Radio. I mean, I go into any show, and I went into a show the other day. It was about light bulbs in Hong Kong, and guess who called in? Hello, this is Army Wife. And I always tease Army Wife. Army Wife, Nakia, and the three chicks on Lit, Lovologist. Lovologist gave a special tribute to his executive producer, Down South Georgia Girl. I finally got to hear her talk. And just a number of other high-quality hosts on this network. If you're not familiar with it, please listen to it more frequently. All you got to do is go to blogtalkradio.com and check on each day. You can click on air right now, or you can just check the list, because it's a number of people I'm cool with who have great shows. I not only love to do my show, but I love to listen to other people spit out their knowledge and wisdom to their listeners. And if you can't listen live, you can always listen to each show as what's known as an archived podcast. An archived podcast. Metal Hayes just jumped in the chat room. He's from Montreal, Canada. He's been in here like 5-6 weeks in a row. Big ups to him. But yeah, it's an archived podcast. I am on iTunes. If you go to iTunes, just put in search Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, or just Alan Roger Curry, and he'll pop up. That's right. So you can download all my archive episodes. I always give enthusiastic props to all my listeners from cities as far west as Los Angeles, Phoenix, Seattle, Vegas, here in the Midwest, Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Minneapolis, Indianapolis, East Coast, New York City, Baltimore, D.C., Atlanta in the South, New Orleans, Miami. Just all my listeners, I get emails from you. I appreciate it. I appreciate all those who took my survey I sent out early in the week. You're giving me ideas, thoughts, suggestions for improvement for my show, and I appreciate it. Of course, more of the women, they said they want more guests that help them to solve relationship problems. Women always want to solve the relationship problem. Not that men don't, but primarily the feedback was from women on my survey. They said they want, when I asked them about the guests they wanted to see on my show, they want to listen to book authors and relationship coaches who really can help them solve a lot of the challenges. And that's why my show, if you're a brand new listener to my show and you're not really familiar with the format of my program, Upfront and Straightforward is a 60-minute talk radio program designed for primarily single men and single women, but I go in and include the married folk too, the people who are hooked up in a relationship. But I gear a lot of my discussions towards people who are still currently single, age 18 years or older, and I talk about anything and everything that is directly or indirectly related to enhancing their social life, their love life, their sex life in cities all across the country and even across the world. My website address, if you're not on it right now, is blogtalkradio.com/mode1, that's M-O-D-E-O-N-E, or http://blogtalkradio.mode1.net. Now, a quick plug for my next two episodes. Next week, April 17th, I will have relationship advisor and dating coach Doc Love. Doc Love, I first heard about him when I used to be a regular poster on a site called AskMan.com. It's a real popular site with men looking for answers and advice for their relationship problems, or how to attract women, how to seduce women, how to be more romantic, etc. And he was the resident relationship advisor on that site. I believe he still is. And I will be interviewing him next week. His main thing is called The System. His main product is The System. And he doesn't help men score a one-night stand or weekend fling. He helps men really find a girlfriend that's going to be a long-lasting companion. And he provides them with good, solid advice. So I look forward to interviewing him. And then the following week, somebody in a similar vein, April 24th, I have book author and dating coach F.J. Shark. He has a book, very popular book, called How to Be the Jerk Women Love. Now, see, women will always say, oh, I want a nice guy. I want a guy who's a perfect gentleman. Don't, man, don't believe the hype. A lot of women want a guy with a little edge to him. I'm not saying they want just an a-hole, but they want a guy with a little edge to him who creates those erotic sparks. And this guy, F.J. Shark, gives advice, and he has a loyal following of fans called the Jerk Army. And real quickly, the Masters started this week. Can Tiger win it again? He's not in the lead right now. A guy named Justin Rose is. Kansas beat, some people say, upset Memphis in the NCAA championship on Monday. That was a great game, one of the best games I've ever seen in the NCAA championship. I loved it. Barack Obama today was in my hometown at Roosevelt High School, and the city was excited. And speaking of my people from my hometown, a guy who was a track star in high school, when I was in high school, a guy named Terrence Duckett, he's going through a divorce. His wife, Jasmine Guy, she used to play Whitley on The Different World. And she filed for a divorce from her husband, who's from my hometown. His name is Terrence. So now they're both being single. And speaking of being married versus single, the man I'm about to introduce again is not really my guest per se for the evening. He's more of a guest co-host, because it's really the people in the chat room and the people listening. You're truly my guest tonight, because I want to hear a lot of opinions, a lot of comments. I see people already on the phone line, about three numbers waiting, 410-240-614. I will get to you once we get rolling in this conversation. But, yeah, the man I'm about to introduce, like I said, he was the one who introduced me to Blog Talk Radio. I used to be a kind of a guest or slash road dog on his show before I started my own show. And he always brings a lot of honesty, a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of energy, a lot of charisma. He never misses his words. He doesn't care. People don't like him, and that's what I love about him. He's real. And, you know, I've been a guest on his show a number of times, but this is actually the first time he's joined me on my show. So I want to say before I bring him in, tonight's discussion is not intended to be any sort of harsh bashing session against African-American women or against brothers for that matter. So once I sense that any conversation with a listener is going to go to just an exchange of insults, more than likely I'm going to actually just hang up, because that's not what I'm trying to do tonight. It is my desire to have a frank, honest, intelligent discussion about why some, and I put that in bold italics, some black women, because I hate when people generalize all black men or all black women. We're just talking about a certain segment of black women who have certain anger problems, certain bitterness, particularly towards black men who choose to date white women. And also, equally as important, why so many black women want to walk around with this "I'm a strong sister" attitude. Because for me in the 80s, I didn't really hear that much. Even the early, mid-90s, I didn't really hear sisters say that. Now all of a sudden, the last 7, 8, 9 years, I hear sisters always walking around talking about, "I'm a strong sister." So we're going to talk about that tonight. But anyway, my guest co-host, he's the man, we love him on Blog Talk Radio. His name is Steve the Dean Williams. Give it up for him, listeners. That's right.
Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up, big dog?
Let the women know what you're really thinking about interracial relationships.
Now, you know what's funny about you, Dean? And most people don't know this. As you know, the show is called Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry.
Yeah.
Now, I know, listeners, I've known the Dean since about late August, early September of 2006. And I think maybe only once, no more than twice, has he called me Alan. He always calls me Mode. He'll call me Mode. What's up, Mode? Go watch this YouTube video, Mode. So, yeah, if you just hung around us two, you would never think my name was Alan because he always called me Mode, but I rarely call him Steve, too. But,
yeah.
Hey, brother, man, glad to have you here to talk about this very subject. Now, the Dean, he lives in Houston, Texas metropolitan area.
No, get it
area.
Right, dog. Sugar land, man. Come on, the land of sugar,
that's
baby.
Right, man. That Texas Texas flavor. And he is the founder of a website called schoolofdating.com. And, of course, he has his own show on Blog Talk Radio that comes on Tuesdays and Saturdays. Tuesdays is his show for the fellas, and Saturday is his show for the women. Real quick, I got to give a shout-out to my boy Big Bad Bev. I gave him a shout-out at the beginning of the show. That's when I lived in L.A. We're both from the same hometown, but he's still out there kicking it as a screenwriter. I love his brother to death, man. We were just real tight. And this is one of his first times. This is my show. I see him in the chat room. Glad to have you, Big Bad Bev.
Buckle up.
But, yeah, brother, let me ask you something. Well, first of all, before we get into the discussion, I want to just quickly ask you, what you've been doing this like since, like, what, the late 90s? What first attracted you to the whole concept of internet radio and podcasting?
I think I started – I wouldn't call it coaching, but I was always helping guys out with relationships. And once MP3.com came into the situation the mid-90s, I started to do just rants on certain relationships and stuff. And then once MP3 got bought out, it was, you know, what do we do next? And that's when, I got picked up by a radio station in Vancouver, Canada, I think 102.7 CFRO, and I was working with a DJ called Maximus Clean. And unfortunately, I got fired from that job because the program director was kind of like a little mangina, and his wife got upset at the things I was saying. So she said, you know, I'll sleep on the couch and get rid of this guy. So I got rid of him.
you got like now about 15 people on Blog Talk Radio. Anytime I go in the chat room, I know the Lavologist now. He goes, Mo One. You got the female host and listener saying that, man. You starting this little trend with me. I mean, I like it, man. It's amusing, man. But,
I don't know how we even got to saying Mo One. But everybody, when you do it, you remember, at the end, you got to say, let the women know, and then you make up your own idea, okay? Let the women know what you really want to do. You know, whatever. You know? But anyway,
man,
so
I got to tell how when you called me when I was at the local university, I'm around all these business people and stuff, and this brother Dean calls me and does that. He says, Mo One. And I just break out laughing. They're looking at me like, oh, my God,
what's going on with Alan? What's wrong with Alan?
But anyway, since we got callers on the line, we're going to get right into this conversation. I'm going to ask you some questions first about you. And, you know, if anyone is, I don't know, too personal, you don't have to answer. But,
no, okay. I'm not this person.
But I think everybody knows that you've been married for 8 years to a Caucasian woman by the name of Elle.
By Elle, yeah.
And, well, real quickly, how did you two meet, and what do you think keeps your relationship with Elle full of passion and running so smooth for 8 years now?
Wow. Well, she was in another department. And I always say, don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. So never mess with a woman at work. So she wasn't in my department. She was in a whole separate other part of the building. She flirted with your boy first. Yeah, Mo. Mo! She hollered your boy first, dog. Yeah. And what happened was, you know, we were talking and, you know, courted and, I don't know. I dropped all the women after that, and, you know, I don't know. That's a long story, but I'll get
okay.
to it with
okay.
next
I
our
just
thing.
Wanted to.
Right.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm sure. Do you have any sisters?
Yeah, I have two sisters.
Two sisters, okay.
Yeah.
What did your mother/sisters think when you said you were going to marry a Caucasian, or was this a long-time thing that they knew that was your...
Well, the thing is, my mother never raised us to see color. She raised us to love people for who they are. So, but getting back to the first question you had, what makes her so special is that, again,
She's what I call a Nexus-type woman. If you're a Trekkie, you know what the Nexus is. The Nexus is just an unbelievable world. Whatever you ask for, you get. And she's very respectful. She's a good woman. She's a hard worker. She loves to joke around. She loves to have fun. She makes me a better person. She always pushes me to be a better person. I think that's one of the great qualities she has. We don't argue. If we only argue, it's because something that I did that was stupid. She only has basically one rule, and that's basically don't fall asleep on the couch, because you know, Mode, I'm usually up till 3 or 4 in the morning grinding on stuff. So, but outside of that, you know, she treats everybody like their family when they come over here. You know, she's just a laid-back woman, you know, and she's what I call a needle in a haystack. She changed a whore like me into a man that loves, respects, and cherishes what we have.
Mm-hmm. Now, from the time you were 18 years of age, roughly, to, say, right before you met your wife,
about how
many black women did you have long-term relations? I'm not talking about, like, you know, casual kind of stuff, just long-term type relationships.
Well, I had a few long-term relationships before I was 18 with black women. I didn't start dating out of my race until I went to Germany, because Germany was the thing that changed things. It just made me see how the outside world is. Even I dated even black women that were from other countries, and it made me see the difference between women in other countries towards American women. You know, it's just like a night and day difference, and I'm sure you hear it from your friends and guys who were, because I was in the military, I was in the Army. So most Army guys do, you know, travel outside to other countries, so they see things. They're treated in a different manner than most American women, so that was my first thing. But my longest, I don't know, I guess a year, 2 years with one. But that was a ketchup bottle incident.
Oh, see, now, this if you don't know, and then I'm going to start taking some calls, because, like I said, we already got a bunch of calls on the line. It's almost becoming an urban legend with the dean that his last experience in a romantic relationship with a sister, she broke your Prince records, which is like blasphemous. I think that's illegal in some states.
My 33 and a thirds, dog. I'm talking about the 33 and a third.
Oh,
man.
Dude, that's
I'm
thinking Middle East, they cut off people's heads for doing stuff like that,
man. Let's Go Crazy, My Lonely Christmas. She was just breaking them, dog, breaking them.
And then to top it off, to add insult to injury, she threw a ketchup bottle at your head.
And see, back then it wasn't plastic, Mo. It was not plastic, Mo. It was straight glass.
No, you kidding?
Mo, whoa. Yeah, she dotted my I's and crossed my T's. I still got Heinz.
A glass bottle?
Yes. Dog, I love ketchup, but I still have nightmares.
All this time, when you told me that story, I thought you were talking about one of them plastic bottles, man.
Dog, this is a straight bottle. This is a straight bottle.
Oh, snap. So she broke your print. Man, no wonder.
And then called the police on me. They called the police on me.
And then called the police on you.
They called the police on me. Right.
Let me get this straight. She broke your records.
Yes.
And then she threw a glass bottle at your head.
Yes.
Dude, come on. Get real with me, bro. Did you, like, bone her sister or best friend or something?
No, it was we had a disagreement, and like I always say, I stand by my words. You're not going to talk to me any kind of way. I don't. I treat all the women I used to love. Oh, I used to love some women. Oh, I used to love some women, boy. But every woman I loved back then, I always treated with respect. I try not to argue with them. We talk. We never argue. We never let the level get to a certain point, because I didn't allow that, because I'm not going to treat a woman with disrespect, and I don't expect one to treat me that way. So when that happened, and I always say, I'm have a low tolerance. So once you got loud with me and started breaking stuff, that was time. It was time to go. It was no questions, no what if, ands, or buts. It was time to go.
Now, did she ever use that phrase, hey, Dean, I'm a strong sister.
Oh,
I don't take no
mess. I'm a strong woman. I'm a queen. Oh, look at me. Oh, sister girl. Because, you know, when
I was
with her, that's all. When they would see interracial couples, her and her girlfriends as little girls, oh, my God, look at him, girl. I can't believe he would do that to our sisters. I mean, I would hear that all the time.
So I'm like, man, I'm like, dude, I mean, what's the problem? Then they look at me like I'm the enemy. But, you know, it just, you know, I'm trying to walk out the door and I just got dotted. So, you know.
So I'll be honest. I bet it's been hard. And let's be real. You can't evaluate a whole race of women.
No.
On the behavior of one,
no,
two, or three women.
No,
but at the same time, I bet it was hard for you to have an objective attitude towards a lot of sisters, given that what transpired between you that night.
Well, it was like this. Because I was out of the Army, and I've seen how other races treated men. So my thing was, I'm going to give this woman all the respect I have. I'm going to love her and to beat that up and, you know, do my thing, Mo. You know, I'm going to do my thing. But if there ever came a time where that attitude came out like she were with her girlfriends, with me, it was time to go, because there are so many other women out there that will appreciate me for what I was about. And once that happened, again, for me, I don't tolerate abuse. That was a first and last straw. I got out. I don't care how long we're together. As soon as you come out of pocket, it's over.
I heard that. Well, you know, okay, that's almost what I would call the end of you being kind of a guest where I interview you, although I am going to throw some other questions at you the rest of the night. But again, as I told my audience, you're more of a guest co-host,
right,
than a guest. So we're about right after I play this intermission, we're going to take some callers. I see area code 410. I see area code 240. I see area code 614-804-847. They are lined up, either ready to ask us a question or they ready to just let us have it with their opinions. But we'll be right back. Me and Steve Dean Williams will be right back.
Hey, this is Dangerous Lee. When you aren't being upfront and straightforward with my man Alan Roger Curry, you should definitely be keeping it dangerous with me and HP every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern by listening to Ask Dangerously Live right here on Block Talk Radio. Simply direct your computer to AskDangerously.com for your weekly dose of danger. And if you can't get enough of me on Friday nights, join me at MySpace.com/DangerousLee.
Tune in to Touching Millions, hosted by Nikki Woods and Tanya Sherrell. Sundays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on Blog Talk Radio. Be informed, be empowered, be connected. Together we can change the world one life at a time.
Change a life. Change a life.
Touching Millions is brought to you by A Million Women Strong, an organization designed to inform, empower, and connect women all across the globe. For more information, log on to the website, amillionwomenstrong.com.
Change a life. Change a life.
Touching Millions, Sundays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on Blog Talk Radio.
Woo! What's up, everybody? This is your radio show host, Nikki Love. And I'm inviting you to come hang out with me on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays from 8 to 10 p.m. where we debate, we motivate, and you have a good time. Come check out the Nikki Love Show, and that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Nikki Love, and that's NICKYLOVE. See you there.
Guys, how does it feel to come out of pocket spending money on dinners and dates only to get a hug at the end of the night while she goes and visits a bad boy like me?
Damn, damn, damn!
Oh, Florida. Come over and join our blog talk show, Beyond Dating, every Tuesday and Saturday night, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Get your crayons out. Go to www.thedeantv.com. That's www.thedeantv.com. Are you ready to think outside your dating box?
What's up, folks? This is Alan Roger Curry. Join my co-host, Tennille Williams, and I every Thursday evening at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast as we discuss a wide variety of dating-related issues with some of the most intelligent and entertaining guests that the Blog Talk Radio Network has to offer. Visit blogtalkradio.com/Mode 1, M-O-D-E-O-N-E. See you then.
Oh, now listen.
if you're just tuning in to the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network, you are now listening to Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry. What we're talking about tonight is, are there some black women in society that are just too angry and too bitter for their own good? Do they unfairly categorize black men as weak or traitors to their race for dating outside of their race? And to talk about this sensitive subject with me, I invited one of my best friends in the world, Steve the Dean Williams, is here to talk about it. Forward!
Steve the Dean Williams.
Yeah, let the women know where
that's
I'm
that's right,
with.
School of Dating, Steve the Dean Williams is chopping it up with me. And right now, we're about
Steve
to take
the Dean Williams.
How do you like that, man?
Forward! I don't know. I'm a sissy duck.
All the people in the chat room need to be like, Forward! Love started off in the chat room. Forward!
Let the women know what you're thinking about them.
Some people might say, why are they saying Forward? That's my book. In case you didn't know, I have a book out about being upfront and straightforward in your interpersonal communication. It's called Forward: Let the Women Know What You're Really Thinking. That's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Very good book. It's geared towards the men, but a lot of women have read it too. But the main emphasis of it is don't beat around the bush, as you heard in my intro. The lovely woman, her name is Gina, with her soft, sexy voice, was saying, Alan, what is your name? And I said, I keep it upfront, straightforward. But anyway, the book is about being upfront, straightforward. But right now, we're going to take caller 410, you are up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry and Steve the Dean Williams. What's your question or comment?
Hey, Roger, this is Sassy. What's going on?
Sassy Sass is another host on Blog Talk Radio. Has a very good show where she talks about all kinds of interesting topics related to dating and relationships, and she breaks down her own knowledge and wisdom on whatever topic she's talking about. What's your question tonight, sweetie?
Well, I have a comment. I have four nephews, and all four of them dating white women. And my issue is, and I look at it as a slap in the face, because they were born as sisters and raised by sisters, yet sisters aren't good enough to date in or procreate with. And they can't give me a reason and or explanation as
I'll
to why
one.
That is. And
I'll
I think brothers,
one.
Wait a minute, I think brothers use that excuse, because I did a show on this, of what black men think about black women, and we're manipulative, argumentative, lazy, self-centered, all this other bull stuff, you know, and it really, really pissed me off, because you can find the same qualities. And brothers, don't use it as an excuse. You haven't dated every black woman to say you prefer a white woman. If this is who you happen to have fallen in love with, so be it. But I know brothers that purposely neglect sisters because of one bad apple, and then turn their whole mindset to other races.
Now, I got to ask you, do you feel that black men have some type of unwritten obligation to date and marry someone in a race? You do?
I think they do. I think white people should date white people. I think black people should date black people.
Really?
Wait. This is what I think. Don't purposely. If I happen to fall in love with a white man, that is different. But I'm talking about purposely setting out to date only people of a certain race.
That's their choice. You can't.
Everybody has a preference, but I'm talking about a brother who says, I ain't fooling with sisters.
Right.
They're nasty and irritable and why they are. You haven't dated all sisters. You dated one or two bad apples, so now you turn it to white women.
And then the white women you're dating,
you're looking like the bottom of a shoe. I mean, you're going to date white, date better.
Is there a certain food you don't like to eat?
Yes, it is.
What is that?
Pork chops and macaroni and cheese.
But let me ask you a question. Because you don't like pork chops, does that give me the right to say bad and nasty things to you because of your choices that you make as a person?
When brothers talk about us in a negative light, that's what pisses me off. I'm looking at the brothers that use it as an excuse. They're not saying, the way you explained how you met your wife, most brothers don't explain it that way. Y'all was working together, whatever. You noticed her, she noticed you. You flirted back and forth, whatever. You were raised not to see color. That's what you said, right?
But I like to say this. And before I start to hammer you black women in the ground, you bad ones out there, I want to say that there are great, wonderful black women out there. I gotta keep saying that because what I'm about to say to you mad, angry ones out there is going to affect you. I want to let you know that. But there are good ones out there, and the good ones who get it and understand it, they're not going to care about what I say. But the ones that I get under your skin, I'm talking about you. I don't know who you are, but I'm talking about you. Now that I said that, now let me ask you this question right here. So what you're telling me is that you're mad because your three nephews, is it right? Your four nephews are happy. Why are you mad because they're happy?
I'm not mad because they're happy. I'm mad because they haven't even given sisters a chance.
But it doesn't matter.
Wait, you're saying they never, ever, ever in their life have
dated
a black woman?
Sisters. They never dated sisters. I even had one go so far as to say, I don't see anything attractive about a black woman. Well, slap me. I'm your black aunt. I'm your black mother. I'm your black grandmother.
No. That's the pity party. That's the pity party. We got to stop doing that as black women. You got to stop using that pity party. See, the problem is a lot of black women use the word queen, and they use the word strong black woman, and they use all these excuses. Instead of using excuses, why don't you say, you know what, he's with someone that makes him happy. I don't care what color he is, he's happy. So why don't you be happy for him and just go like that? Why is there all this, you know, he's leaving all these black women? He can't date all the black women in the world.
Let me ask you, and then I'm actually have to move on, Sassy, with all due respect. But I want to ask you, what type of neighborhood are they being exposed to? Some quality sisters, or the sisters that they are socializing with just kind of rubbing them the wrong way?
Well, actually, we grew up in a biracial or mixed neighborhood. We didn't grow up in the hood. We grew up in the suburbs. So they were around what I would call quality sisters.
Mm-hmm. So, just to conclude, you don't necessarily have a problem with a brother who has dated sisters, but then in addition to sisters, he chooses to date Caucasian women. More so have a problem with the brother who dates white women because he has harsh criticisms of the sisters.
Exactly, and feed into the stereotype of what society says we are negative. I mean, you see these shows on Blog Talk Radio all the time. All they do is talk about how bad sisters are. It's a negative stereotype. And we need to change that. Why can't they love women? You ain't got to call me queen, but why can't you just love me for me?
Why can't he date a white woman? Or a Spanish woman, or an Asian woman, or an African woman? What's wrong with it?
There is nothing wrong with it if he has kept his options open.
I got to disagree with you to a certain extent. I'm a little bit on sense that, because if the brothers haven't even, like, dated one sister, come on. How do you know you don't like a sister if you ain't dated one or two sisters?
Okay, but wait a second here. But let me explain this to you. If he dates somebody that treats him really good, that does things to him that he loves, why would he, for the matter, date a black woman or Asian woman or somebody? If he's with somebody that treats him really well, he's going to go with that. That's what mostly – I talk to a lot of these young guys in high school, and they say they don't mess with the black women because they have messed up attitudes and all this other stuff. And this is – it's just not in my neighborhood. It's all over. But I'm saying again, it's not all black women. I just want to say that again. But the problem is they're saying that this woman treats me good. So if this woman treats me good, why do I want to go over there and deal with attitude? Why do I want to go over there and deal with a Tyler Perry-type attitude, kind of woman? But you're going to get on that later. But instead of getting mad, and again, it's his choice. We forgetting here that we all are single individuals, and we all have our own choices. So he's not trying to please you. He's pleasing himself. So why even get mad at him?
Okay, well, Sassy, thanks for calling in.
I'm sorry, baby, but I got to take another call.
But if you've never listened to Sassy Sass Show, check it out. She's on the blog.
I'm going to have Dean on my show.
You tell him, Sassy.
Oh,
girl, you go.
Good night.
More wood.
That was Sassy Sass again. She has her own show. But see, here's my thing, Dean.
Yes.
I'm with both of you all. I'm with you on the choice issue. I think it always is a man's choice, and particularly a black man's choice to date whoever he wants to. But I have to be real, I'm not necessarily down with the brothers who have to feel like they have to just, in the process of dating a Caucasian woman or whoever, just slam all sisters.
No, he shouldn't slam all sisters.
Her four nephews were slamming all sisters.
Okay, well, then he has a problem because, again, he must have been around a bunch of bad apples. But what I'm saying is there are wonderful, great, intelligent black women that deserve good men. That's what I'm saying that. But what I'm saying is we got to forget about it. We got to throw all that out the window. If he chooses to be with who he wants to be with, who am I to argue with it? I'm happy that he's happy. If he's with a black woman, he's happy. I'm happy for him. I'm not here to want to try to tear someone down for a choice they make. And I think that's the gist of this problem that we have today, tearing people down for the choices they make.
Okay, Dean, you ready to take it? Well, I got to tell my listening audience, if you want to call in, our phone lines have been lit up all night, really since the show started. It's 646-478-5710. I already got about five calls waiting in the queue. 646-478-5710. At first, my normal shows are 1 hour. I do 90%. As a matter of fact, the first time I went over an hour was 2 weeks ago when I had the wonderfully entertaining Anthony and Melanie Clark, who wrote that book with that provocative title, How to Get Over That Bitch and Grow Some Balls.
Now,
man, Dean, that was a hell of a...
That was great.
But I already had extended this show to 90 minutes, but just a couple minutes ago while Dean and Sassy Sass were talking, I went ahead and extended it to 2 hours. Now, I don't know those on the East Coast. That's past your bedtime. Like Adrian, who's in the chat room, that's one of my good friends from Ohio. I know she goes to bed early because she's a working woman.
Right.
But I did Mo one. So you got all these things. But I'm going to take first area code 240 followed by 614-240. You are now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry and my guest co-host Steve the Dean Williams. What's your question or comment?
Hi, this is Lotus Resor, and I have a blog called Angry Asian Cookie.
Oh, that's right, Lotus. What's up, Lotus?
Hey.
What's up? She's real cool. I just met her today, actually. I was checking out her blog, Dean, and she actually happened to have a blog entry that was related to the whole interracial deal.
Ooh.
So I wrote her a note and invited her to call in. She's actually, now you're like what, half black, half Asian, or just Asian?
I am Blasian. I'm black Asian. Yes, correct.
Okay, Lotus, what are your thoughts on the whole idea, number one, of just interracial relationships in general? And I want to secondly ask you, have you ever gotten any, like, frowned faces or harsh criticisms from sisters? Well, I don't think you would get any harsh criticisms from sisters because you have black yourself.
Well, I have primarily Asian features. I sent you a link to my bio on 1millionlovemessages.com, and as you can see, I primarily look Asian. Yes, I do get some harsh comments when I date black men, and I primarily date black men, only date black men. And, well, sometimes I do understand why I get those responses because, I'm partially black. When you look at the consensus of the U.S. data, it said that, you know, in 1992 there were 246 black and white marriages. And when you look at the average age of the black man's life expectations, they are 6 years less than white men. There are less black men and a large group of single black women. So, having said that, I don't think that you can put love in a box. When I fall in love, I don't necessarily think, okay, I fall in love with a black man, or I don't want to date a white man, or I don't want to date a red hair, man with red hair. It just happens. It's chemistry. It's, it has to do with that particular individual. And so that's why...
I agree with that. Matter of fact, one of my fellow Blog Talk Radio hosts, the Lovologist, often talks about not eliminating people who you could potentially have chemistry with. And like a lot of people eliminate people who got, say, two or three kids, et cetera. So that's a good point you made. I mean, interrupt.
Mo, can I ask a question? Are you from the United States or are you from outside the United States?
I'm outside of the United States. I'm European. My mother is half Singaporean, half Parisian, and my father is half Dutch, half Suriname. So my father is half Creole.
Let me ask you a question. What did your mother raise you? Because I'm telling you, I tell you today, and I'm going to tell you tomorrow, fellas, and I'm sorry, ladies, but foreign women are raised from the ground up to learn how to take care of their men. Now, what did your mother teach you about taking care of a man?
Well, let me tell you first, explain to you how the relationship was with my father and my mother. They never spent one night alone without each other. My mother treated my father equally, but he was the head of the household.
Yes.
So she gave him that respect. They were equal. They consulted each other, but at the end of the day, it was him who made the decisions.
Can you say that one more time so they can listen? Ladies, get your lipstick out and hear that, what she's saying. He made the decision at the end. I'm sorry. Go, girl. You go.
Yes. At the end of the day, he was the one who made the final decision. He consulted her. He respected her. She was always, part of the discussion, even us as children. However, he was the head of the household. My mother was very loving, and she still is. And, I think that she projected that on us too. So for me, as an Laotian woman, I like to treat my men right too.
That's good to hear, Lotus. Sorry, Lotus, I'm gonna have to cut you short because we got about 55 callers waiting. But I really appreciate you calling in, Lotus. And if you stick around the show, I might ask you for some more comments. Because that was good feedback that we got from you. Check out it. Tell the listeners what your blog address is.
Yes, my blog is www.angryasiancookie.blogspot.com. It's about, I'm dating 365 days in D.C. I'm meeting a lot of men, very interesting men, and I'm hoping to find the love of my life.
But you will take care of that man, and you're not going to pull his teeth to try to take head of the household, are you?
No, not at all.
Hey, fella, she's single.
Lotus, my boy, Big Bad Bev in the chat room is gone. You know, he's going to come to D.C. and hook up with you because he loves your type. But thank you for calling in.
Thank
and
you,
I'm going to move to my next caller, which is area code 614. You are up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry and my guest co-host, Steve the Dean Williams. What's your question or comment?
Oh, my comment is so far. This show's pretty good, guys. This is Sandy.
Sandy!
Hey.
Sandy, did you go to the doctor? Because I know, our friend Sandy here, she had everything. She had, like, pneumonia, tuberculosis, the Asian flu,
black man happy with woman, white woman fever.
Steve, I'm shaking you, Steve. Don't make it go on strike again, man.
Go ahead and say what you want to say, Sandy, because I know what you're about to say. I just don't understand when I see them black men with them white women. Why do they?
That's not what I'm going to say.
Oh, okay. I'm going to be
quiet. That's not what I'm going to say, yes.
Sandy said, you don't know my words. You don't know what I'm about to say.
You don't know me. You ain't my daddy. Go ahead, Sandy. I'm sorry.
Well, I have to agree with the first caller, Sassy. The only thing that I have an issue with on this topic is when there are African-American men who specifically will not date African-American women because of a preconceived notion that we are unintelligent, not kind, lazy, trifling, and we don't know how to treat our men. That's a lie.
You got strong and clean.
Well, I mean, and then you have to define what strong is.
Oh, I will.
Now that you mention that, Sandy, I want to ask you because I've heard this comment, like I said at the beginning of the show, more in the last 6, 7, 8 years than I have in all my life. Like in Chicago, they have a lot of what's called relationship chats. I participated in a few mainly to promote my book, but they have these relationship chats. And I'll be there with the brothers, you know, we'll have our fellowship bonding. And then the number one time you see the brothers look irritated is when a lot of sisters, before they make any comment or ask a question, they'll preface it by saying, I just want to say my name is Tanika, and I'm a strong sister.
Oh, my God.
And I'm a strong. I mean, I was at one relationship channel, like 15 women said they started off all their comments, but said, I'm a strong sister. What does that mean?
Well, I think for me, being strong means it means being independent, self-sufficient, self-thought, having a lot of self-thoughts, loving yourself. That's what strong is, being able to stand in the midst of adversity. You have no idea what type of adversity that a lot of black women are facing.
Okay, but be honest, Sandy, be honest. With all disrespect to any episode of adversity you've experienced in your life, and I'm sure you have, but can you imagine, like, Harriet Tubman going around saying, I'm a strong
black woman?
She didn't have to. She didn't have to. People in the civil rights movement, Coretta Scott King didn't have to tell anybody she was a strong sister.
Absolutely.
People told her she was a strong sister.
Absolutely.
And that's what I'm saying. If you're truly a strong sister, other people should be telling you you're a strong sister.
Right. Absolutely.
But to wear that as a badge on your forehead, I don't get that.
Okay,
I was starting to think some sisters was like getting together and lifting weights or something. Because they was always like, I'm a strong sister. I'm like, dang, you know? If I knew the family.
You know, women
I can't fight over you talking. I can't answer that question. I can't fight over you talking. I cannot do it. But let me ask you a question.
Okay.
What about when the men say, "Well, I'm a good black man," and I've seen that a lot on
that's
a lot
not,
of those little dating things. I'm a good man.
It is.
It's a general term. It is a general term. I mean, you just as much as you hear the black women say, I'm a strong black woman, you hear the men say, I'm a good black guy. It's like a connotation. It's like a certain connotation that's been put out there that women have to say that they're strong, and then men, half black men.
Well, I can only speak from my experiences, and I'm sure I've heard a few men say, describe as, I'm a good black man, but... Again, going back to these relationship chats I've attended, hardly any of the men will preface their comments with some kind of title.
See,
they just say whatever they got to say. It's just like tonight, if we're doing this show, and if a bunch of sisters was to call in, and before they make whatever comment they're going to make, they just start off saying, I'm a strong sister. Why do you have to say that? I just don't get that. But anyway, I got about 35 calls waiting for me. I'm going to have to cut you off.
Let me say this real quick.
Don't hang me up because I'm listening. I'm laying down.
I'm not going to hang you up. I'm just going to mute you.
Let me say this about strong women. And this is for you ladies out there that want to see you strong. Listen, and I did a show on a YouTube that Mo, you just saw with the bird on my site, thedntv.com. Check it out. But what I'm saying for you strong women out there, like Mo said, if you have to tell somebody, you're not strong, number one. And number two, you have no idea what strong is. There are women outside of this country and other countries who get beaten, stoned, raped, and they still have enough strength to come and cook a meal for their kids. You never see these women going up to the top of their roofs and say, I'm a strong woman. I'm a strong woman. You never hear that. So the women that went through stuff in the 60s, the 50s, the 40s, on down, those were strong women. They fought for the right for you to say that, but you're taking that in the wrong context. You are not a strong woman. You may be a good woman, but you are not a strong woman.
Yeah, a lot of these women who say that, not all of them, but a lot of the women who say that to me, and this was going to be the original topic of my show, a lot of them are just loud and obnoxious.
Loud.
But I'm here to take another break, but I'm going to take one more caller from Sandy's neck of the woods. Another area code 614. You are upfront and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry and my guest co-host, Steve the Dean Williams. What's your question to comment?
Alan.
Uh-oh.
This sounds like Adrian from Paul.
I can't believe you called me out like that.
I called you out. How did I call you out?
That I go to bed early, but that's okay because I'm
sorry. Oh, yeah, you do.
Second of all, I'm a
Dean, you will appreciate Adrian on the line. Adrian knows sports better than like 3/4 of the guys I hang around.
Okay, that's
like, you know, most women that just say, oh, he scored a touchdown. Oh, that's great. Now, Adrian will say, why did he throw a long pass on 3rd and 2 when he could have just gave the fullback the ball, ran up the middle, and then did a play action pass on the next play? I mean, she breaks it down, dog. You would appreciate her.
kind of like why Memphis didn't call the timeout Monday night during the game.
Oh, Lord.
But, no, I love me some Angel. But, Angel, what's your question or comment for tonight's topic?
My comment is, I hear all this about white women and Asian women. Would you not want a sister that's strong? It sounds like y'all want weak women.
Let's operate that, Adrian. Why does a woman... Okay, what's your definition of weak? What's your definition of weak?
The women y'all describing.
What do we describe as weak?
What you all have said tonight is that a strong sister does not have to go around saying she's a strong sister. That's
she
the only thing.
Why does she have to say she's a strong sister?
Apparently, she feels like that you all been dogging her too much, and she needs to just
You have a choice. You have a choice of leaving. You have a choice. You have that choice. You don't have to stay in that relationship. And see, this is the problem with the sisters out there. Not all of them, but the ones you know I'm talking about. And I'm talking about you, you, and you over there. I'm talking about you. For you to sit there and say that, that like the woman that just came, would you consider that woman, that Asian and black woman who came on here, would you consider her weak?
Well, I don't know the woman, so I'm not going to.
Oh, I'm not saying. Well, she says she will take care of her man. She will cater to her man. She will love her man. She will
Adrian,
love her man.
I have a problem with that because a lot of sisters will automatically call a woman
weak
if she's not, say, being mouthy or doesn't have this really, like, forceful personality. And I disagree with that. Now, don't get me wrong. I appreciate true strength in a sister. My mother, both my grandmothers were very strong. But the difference is they didn't go around saying. My mother never went around saying, I'm a strong sister. She just exhibited her strength.
But why is she calling them weak? I want to know why they weak. Why are they weak?
Well, there is nothing wrong with a woman wanting to take care of her man. Absolutely not. But a woman can be strong and do that. And just because she wants to make sure that her man knows that, or anybody else around her knows that, it's not an issue.
But see, here's the thing.
Sisters have been struggling since the beginning of time.
That's a pity party.
Adrian, this is where I like strength. This
is
where I like strength and where I dislike it.
So many brothers are not up there uplifting their sisters. Maybe they feel they got
to
do it themselves.
But see, Adrian, you got to admit, some sisters mistake. This is my observation and assessment. Some sisters truly do have strengths, and again, those women should be applauded. I'm not aiding
absolutely
those women at all.
Absolutely. Yes,
but I'm saying that some women think because they talk loud or that they swirl their neck, and you know the movement I'm talking about, and do all the gesturing, that or they pride themselves on, quote-unquote, not taking any crap from a man, then that makes them strong. And I'm saying I disagree with that. That don't make you strong. That just makes you have a very domineering personality, but that is not synonymous with strength.
But she has not explained what weak. What do you mean those women are weak? What makes those women weak?
The women are just weak. They just don't have their stuff together.
Oh, you're being general.
You got to be harder. That's not specific. She said it. Those women were weak. What made those women weak that we were talking about? What made those women weak in your opinion?
Because they have to be submissive. The way
it's not, what's wrong with submissive? Okay, stop right there. What's wrong with submissive? What's wrong with a woman
being
submissive?
No.
What's wrong with a woman being submissive?
Everything in the world is wrong with being submissive. We ain't submissive. No.
There you go.
No.
So you say submissive is a bad thing.
To spend more time uplifting us, we wouldn't have to go around patting ourselves on the back, talking
about
how strong we are.
That's why men will date out their race because, look, instead of walking with me and working together, you want to fight for the lead, the head of household. It's hard. Men got to pull teeth. I'm not saying all black women again. You know who I'm talking about.
Adrian, for time purposes.
If some brothers would step up and lead their households, we wouldn't have this problem.
Wait. But so why be with him? If he can't step up, why be with him then? If he can't step up, why are you with him?
Hey, Dean, I got to cut you guys off. For time purposes, I got literally a bunch of people waiting on the line. So, Adrian, we'll have to pick it up a little later, but I'm going to have to let you go for now. But thank you so much for calling in. Adrian is the biggest Ohio State fan in the world. You cannot talk about her Ohio State football team.
And she's a strong sister.
Right after I do another intermission, I'm going to come back with, I see this in the queue, I'm going to come back with 804-847-404-718-301 and 253 in that order.
This thing's hot.
And but right now I gotta take another intermission break just so the D can calm down or go get a drink of water or something.
Hey, this is Dangerous Lee. When you aren't being upfront and straightforward with my man Alan Roger Curry, you should definitely be keeping it dangerous with me and HP every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern by listening to Ask Dangerous Lee Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Simply direct your computer to AskDangerously.com for your weekly dose of danger. And if you can't get enough of me on Friday nights, join me at MySpace.com/DangerousLee.
Tune in to Touching Millions, hosted by Nikki Woods and Tanya Sherrell. Sundays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on Blog Talk Radio. Be informed, be empowered, be connected. Together we can change the world one life at a time.
Change a life. Change a life.
Touching Millions is brought to you by A Million Women Strong, an organization designed to inform, empower, and connect women all across the globe. For more information, log on to the website, amillionwomenstrong.com.
Change a life. Change a life.
Touching Millions, Sundays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is your radio show host, Nikki Love, and I'm inviting you to come hang out with me on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays from 8 to 10 p.m., where we debate, we motivate, and you have a good time. Come check out the Nikki Love Show, and that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Nikki Love, and that's NICKYLOVE. See you there.
Guys, how does it feel to come out of pocket spending money on dinners and dates only to get a hug at the end of the night while she goes and visits a bad boy like me?
Damn, damn, damn!
Oh, Florida. Come over and join our blog talk show Beyond Dating every Tuesday and Saturday night, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Get your crayons out. Go to www.thedeantv.com. That's www.thedeantv.com. Are you ready to think outside your dating box?
What's up, folks? This is Alan Roger Curry. Join my co-host, Tennille Williams, and I every Thursday evening at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast as we discuss a wide variety of dating-related issues with some of the most intelligent and entertaining guests that the Blog Talk Radio Network has to offer. Visit blogtalkradio.com/ Mode 1, M-O-D-E-O-N-E. See you then. Now, I know normally if you go to Blog Talk Radio at 10 o'clock Central Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, you would never see Up Front and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry with a sign that says click to listen, because normally I'm off the air after an hour. But for today's episode, this is a special two-hour episode because we're talking about something that I already know is going to lead to a few more contentious conversations over the next hour, and I bet that hour is going to fly by. But we are talking about some black women. Again, I'll put that in bold italics. Not all black women, not 90% of black women, not even maybe 50, but a good number of black women who exhibit behavior that's perceived by black men as angry, bitter, too much attitude. Now, it's interesting, before I take my next caller, Dean, do you get the impression that a lot of black women almost think it's blasphemous to be submissive in a relationship?
Of course, and this is the sad thing about it. They are sitting there calling women who want to take care of their men weak. But you know what? I bet you these are the same women that will stand up in the audience when, you remember, what was that Janet Jackson, Tyler Perry movie, when that chick hit that man with that box.
Oh, man, why you got to bring that up? You know that's my sore spot. I'm going to tell my listeners.
Those are the same ones that will stand and cheer her on and call her a strong black.
I didn't like that. And we're going to touch on Tyler Perry towards the end of the show.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But now, generally, let me preface my comments. I'm not a Tyler Perry hater. From a business perspective, I actually think he's a marketing genius because he plays into many of the romantic fantasies of women, and that's how you make money in the feature film industry.
Yeah,
I'm just being real. If you want to make money, especially if your genre is romantic dramas or romantic comedies, you got to play into romantic fantasies of women. But I did not like the fact that in the movie Why Did I Get Married, homeboy, even though he was a big jerk, I'm not saying he was a good guy. He was a jerk, a-hole, all that.
Right.
But the woman hit him with a bat on his head. See, in legal terms, that's called assault and battery. You go to jail.
Right.
And all the women were cheering that and standing up. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Now, if there was a man knocking a woman out with a bottle on her head, oh, man, them women want to burn down the theater, man. Shoot. But we're about to take area code 804, and I think I know who this is. I don't know if I'm going to get her soft voice tonight or I'm going to get her angry sister voice. But 804, you are up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, my guest co-host, Steve the Dean Williams. What's your question or comment?
Hi, you guys.
Oh, okay.
Hello, this is Army Wife.
Hi, Army Wife.
And you know what's so funny? I was in a chat room, listeners. I was in a chat room, and they were talking about rocks only found in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. And guess who called in? That's right. Hello, this is Army Wife.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
What's up, Army Wife? What you got to contribute to this conversation?
What I have to contribute is I'm not going to be hot tonight.
Yeah, because you got hot on Dean's show. I saw a new side of you.
Yeah, I just
she always button. Calls this show so softly, like, hello, this is Army Wife. But she's on the Dean's show. She was like, listen, mom, boy, I shoot. Don't ever talk shooting. Blah. I was like, woo.
Look
Army
here, Dean.
Wife.
I'm Satan. Ah. I'm sorry.
So, Army, no, what's your thoughts tonight?
Okay. I take a little offense to what Dean has said about black women, some black women, let's just say some, not being able to take care of their man and take on this. When we say submissive, this is how I look at that. When my husband comes home, dinner's ready, you know, the house is clean, you know, doesn't mean it's not necessarily a financial thing because, see, I can keep my own independence. That's why I can go to work. So when you say submissive, are you saying that black women, I mean.
Well, let me ask you just straight up, Army Wife, do you like being submissive with your man or are you against the idea of being submissive?
I mean, in a marriage, you are going to have to submit a little bit. I mean, there's nothing wrong with
that. Why'd you have to throw in a little bit?
Because you still need a woman.
What's wrong with submitting a lot of bit?
Yeah, what's wrong with submitting a lot of bit?
I'm not saying. Okay, in the bed, yeah.
Okay.
See, I'm going to tell you, I don't think this is a secret. Men love submissive women.
Yeah,
now, that's not to say we want a woman who's just a total doormat who we can just come in slapping around and be like, bitch, cook my food.
Yeah.
But we like a woman that's very feminine. Very submissive, and like you pointed out, especially in the bedroom, you know.
Right. That,
so, but you're saying you're not against the idea because my friend Adrian was almost suggesting that was a unspeakable word among black women, submissive. And I've actually talked to sisters. I got a friend. She lives on the East Coast, and I point out she's still single. I'm going to call out. I ain't going to call her name, but she's still single. But she said that's her main contention with relationships. She said, Alan, she said, I refuse to be submissive to any man. And I said, that's why you're going to be 80 years old and still single.
Mo, can I ask you a question? Army Wife, let me ask you a question real quick.
Yeah.
When the Asian, what's her name, the angry Asian cookie?
Mm-hmm.
When she called in and said what her mother does for her father, do you have any problems with that?
I don't have no problems with that because, you know, you do need to do that. You do
right,
need to
but, okay,
make your man
right.
feel You do
yes.
need to make your man feel
yes.
good, okay?
Yes.
However, I'm serious, though. Listen, though, a woman needs to also not so much as, like, it should be a mutual respect.
It
thing.
Is. You don't think it's not?
No,
you
what I'm saying is, just like Alan just said, a doormat. I don't even want to, okay, so when your husband comes in the house and he's like, oh, he drops his pants and his dick is hard. Are you going to just go and that's
can
what I'm talking
say
about?
Hey,
just go ahead and get provocative on my show, Army
Wife. I'm sorry. Because
I lost all my
man.
Disney watching PG-13 listeners because Army Wife just got to go there. She could have said, you know, get erotic or something. She like, no, he got to come in the house and pull his I can't even say
that. Hey, that was being brought to you by the nighttime sniffling season, coughing, aching, some head fever, so you rest medicine from Vicks. No, it's not being, see, you're misconstruing everything. See, again, that's where the problem with those black women, not everyone, not all of them, but that's the problem comes in. See, what you don't understand is that if you take care of us, we are going to take care of you in return. We're going to do those things for you without you having to ask to do things. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, Army, I hate to cut you off, but this time is flying by. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell my listeners, write me through Blog Talk Radio or at my email address, blogtalkradio@mo1.net, that if we don't get to cover everything today, let me know if you want a part two on Thursday, May 1st. I'm willing to do a part two with my boy, the Dean, because I almost feel already that we are not going to be able to cover all the things we want to cover tonight, because it's already 4:15. That means we only got about 45 minutes left. But I got to move on to the next caller, and that caller is area code 404. You are now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry and Steve the Dean Williams. Your question or comment?
Good evening. This
is Nikki Love. Nikki Love, you heard on the promos. Nikki Love has a wonderful show that she runs about 3-4 times a week right here on the Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Network. What's your contribution to this conversation, Nikki?
Well, first let me say this. I have a friend of mine that is a truck driver. She's on the line, and she wanted to speak her piece.
Okay, truck driver. What's your name, truck driver?
My name is D.
D?
And,
welcome to Upfront and Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, D.
No, it's Z as in zebra. Z.
Oh, Z. I'm sorry. Okay, Z.
Okay. What my comment is, I mean, it's to each their own. If you want to be submissive to your man, that's you. I can't tell you how to treat your man. It's an individual choice. But I would not date a man who defines me. I have to be defined. Why can't a woman be herself? If it's
defined,
in her,
what?
if it's in her.
Wait, you're saying you're in favor of a woman being defiant?
No, I didn't say defiant. I said defined. Do I have to be defined?
Now, what do you mean by defined? What do you mean by defined?
Is that woman submissive? Do she do things for her man? Or is this woman, is she going to bow down? And is this a true woman?
What's kind of an ego thing when you're talking about bowing down?
No, I'm saying, is she a strong woman? That's what I'm saying.
There we go.
You're taking me out of content. What I'm saying is a lot of people have to define a person who's with them what they want. Why is it that you can't be with a person, no matter of the color, who they are, and say, well, within them, I like that? Why they have to bow down? Oh, I like a submissive woman. Well, you want to be that person, too?
This is why
and
I tell guys.
That person, and look, if that woman is submissive, I don't say that she's a weak woman. That's the thing she likes to do. But if she's doing it just for you or she's doing it for herself because that's her character, that's the thing. Because some men try to define women, and women try to become their idol, what they want. And then in the end, they're not happy, and that's why we have a big divorce rate, broken homes and stuff, because men, they have what they want in their head. And women, some women try to become that. And then that's what happens to an angry woman, because that is not within her. She's trying to please her man. She do not like it, but she's doing it to try to keep her man, and then she becomes, at the end, angry. And that's
well, then she shouldn't be with
woman.
That man. She should not be. That's the problem.
And that's
she shouldn't
true,
be with that
the
man.
The thing is, you cannot be with somebody, but the thing is, what keeps you together is you love them.
No, if you would treat me bad, that is not love. If you are disrespecting me, that's not
love. You got to be honest.
That's not love.
You know,
that's a hellhole.
Is it love that?
Hey, Z, I hate to cut you off. I know you got a lot to say. I already told my listeners in the chat room, 90% chance I'm going to do a part two to this conversation on Thursday, May 1st. That would be 3 weeks from now because I already got a guest scheduled for the next 2 weeks. But I can tell we're going to run out of time, and the most I can go is 2 hours.
I want to say this to the ladies real quick. Ladies, get your lipstick out. If you want to know how to treat a man, rights. The ones who don't understand and don't get it, and you're mad at your man dating out of another race, what you need to do is do your homework and find out what those women are doing to make those men cross over. It has to be something they're doing that you're not doing.
847-847, you are now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry and Steve the Dean Williams. Your question to come in.
Good evening, Alan Roger Curry. This is Mr. Chairman out of Mount Prospect, Illinois.
Mr.
How are you, sir?
Chairman, he's one of the – I was talking about my guest in 2 weeks is F.J. Sharp. He wrote a book called How to Be the Jerk Women Love, and he has a group of loyal fans called the Jerk Army. And Mr. Chairman is one of those fans, his book, and he's read my book. We've met in person. He's a great guy.
What's
your question to comment tonight, Mr. Chairman?
My comment, and I would also like to acknowledge Steve, the Dean. Certainly is a pleasure going to hear you. Let me go and begin with a quote that I heard, and I'll be very terse because I'm aware of the time. Don't complain about your goods being stolen if you casually leave them on the front porch. What that is saying is that when I was growing up, I'm in my late 30s right now. When I was growing up, I would go and hear about black women complaining about white women are stealing our men. They're taking our men. They're snatching them away from us. If you do not make a concerted effort to compete or to hang on to the men that you supposedly would like to go and have in your life, then your complaint is absolutely baseless. Let me also go and follow that up with women choose men. Men do not choose women. And it's very ironic to me how it is that women who talk about these guys who say that they're good black men and we're tired of hearing them and all this other kind of thing, it's ironic how they will go ahead and choose those that are dogs, those who are bad men, those that are terrible, and then go ahead and find the good men to complain to them about. But when the good man comes up and says, hey, why don't you go ahead and take me? Hey, I won't go ahead and do that to you. Oh, you crazy. No, I see you as a friend. No, we can't have anything like that. That won't be happening. Therefore, you go ahead and dig your own grave. Let me go ahead and blitz right through this. The only thing that seems to be strong about a lot of the women who are saying that they're strong seems to be their mouth. However, they don't use that mouth in the correct way in order to keep a man's attention. Now, I hope I'm not being out of line because I know that you lost your Disney ratings and things like that, but I think we know where it is that I'm going. Very quickly, an NBA player went ahead and gave his perspective about groupies. He was talking about black ones and white ones and how they know where it is that they park their car, the clubs that they go to, things of that nature. And he talked about the difference. He said that blacks and whites, so both will be dressed up to the nines and present themselves in a very provocative way, etc. But the black ones will kind of just sit there and look at you, while the white ones will step over and say, hello, my name is thus and so and so and so. What would you like to do this evening? Now, as a black male, what's going to appeal to you? Someone who's coming up and showing interest in you? Who's not just, girl, I hope he go ahead and pick me. He better know what this is, et cetera, and so forth. No, it is someone who is making a personal connection, whether it's for one night or whether it's for a lifetime of marriage. It's that person who is willing to go ahead and to do the work to go ahead and make that connection. One thing that is very interesting about someone who's talking about being strong, independent and strong, why does that go away when you show a sexual or dating interest in that person? They make their own money. They got their own credit cards. But when you decide to show an interest in them, you better pay for those movie tickets. You better pay for my food out of Gibson's. You better pay for this. Can we split the bill? Oh, hell no, because me and my girlfriends don't go for that. Let me go ahead and move to another point. It seems to me that a lot of black women would rather fight, I'm going to say this, praise yourself, would rather fight than to fuck. They'd rather fight you than to fuck you because fighting tends to get that nut, whereas a good sexual relationship.
Oh, my. The women from the church, I'm sorry, Saint Mary.
Yes, sir. Like I said, I went ahead and I tried to preface it as best as possible. But that seems to be the case. I'd rather throw a ketchup bottle at Steve. I'd rather tear up his apartment. I'd rather go ahead and cuss him out than to go ahead and make good love at him and have that angry sex that'll wear both of us out. You see what I mean? My last point, and then I will go ahead and I'll disconnect. My last point is this. According to the Center of Disease Control in Atlanta, Georgia, and people can go ahead and check this out. Unfortunately, black women are the number one carriers of HIV/AIDS in the United States of America today. That is a statistical fact.
But you can't say that's because of their just sexual irresponsibility, though. You got to
clarify
that.
But I will say this. Knowing that that is a statistical fact, it is safer for me to be with someone who is white, Asian, Hispanic, etc.
Show's over.
I agree with both these points, but on that one,
I
mean, there's some sisters
the numbers.
Who have been,
So take all that strength and get those AIDS numbers down.
Hey,
it's your so strong.
Over,
but, okay, Mr. Chairman, I appreciate you calling.
I'll let you speak a little longer
because he was the only man that's called in so far because we've been having bunch of women. But now I'm going to go very quickly to area code 718. 718, you are now up front and straightforward with L. Roger Curry and the Dean. What's your question or comment?
Well, that's right. This is another brother, and I just want to break it down.
I was with the brother. That's right. The fellow's in the house.
That's right. This is Benny Randall from New York City.
Hey, and Benny, how you doing tonight?
Man, I'm blessed, and I'm enjoying this show.
You got
man.
The
you
deep voice going
out.
On
there.
Right.
Barry White deal.
Yes, what's up?
Now, brother, well, he was doing good until he got to that end, so I ain't going to co-sign on that.
Yeah, he messed up the end.
Okay, but what I am going to co-sign on is this, is that women are taking so much time worrying about what they don't want instead of worrying about what they do want. And then, two, like in my situation now, when I was broke and didn't have no paper and I was trying to get that beautiful black woman, they couldn't see me because I was riding in a hoopty with three hubcaps.
I feel you.
You know, now that I got seven figures and more, all of a sudden they're knocking on my door. Now, I'm not saying that's why I switched, but what I am saying is this. I had one lady tell me that, oh, you know, you're a beautiful man and I love you and whatnot, but I can't have no children with you because they're going to be as dark as me and you because both of us are black, so I can't have no dark children. What part did I miss? She said that, and I say, hold up, what part did I miss? So my point is what I'm trying to make here is this. You never know what a person's experience is. You never know what they went through. Why did they get there? They got there for a reason, man. They didn't just wake up in one morning and say, I want Buffy. You know, some of them say, I want Buffy, you know, in that aspect. But some of them, you know, everybody has reasons. And I tried so hard trying to get that beautiful, you know, black woman per se. You know, I'm not saying I'm dating white women. I did everything else. But, you know, but what I'm trying to say is this. There's a different experience. So
yes.
What we need to do is focus on why did black men get there? How did they get it? People don't go away. And he said it perfectly. If you're leaving your stuff on the porch, how you expect somebody ain't going to steal it? Because what looks trash to somebody else might be a treasure to somebody else.
Let me ask you a quick question real quick.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me, how are women, because I'm for women out of the country because I know how they treat men. How are you being treated by women outside your race compared to your black experiences with black women?
Well, right now, I'm at a level where I have so much confidence with who I am. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I can communicate with this one and that one. Okay, so it don't matter, but I'm going to tell you what happens, too. When you hit seven figures and more, you don't see those same people in the same places. You
right.
me follow? So in
right.
other words, I don't hang out at the bodega or,
right.
you know, I don't hang out at your local club. So you start to see a whole variety of different women. And, you know, when you get to a financial level, too, you see different people. So, of course, you're going to have different relationships with something that you probably never had before. But
right.
I'm not doing it because I so-called hate black women, whatever.
Right.
But there was one time when they couldn't see me. And
right.
now they can see me. And now it's like, what do I do? Do I go back just because or do I do not go back? You know, I'm open.
What makes you happy? It's about
because, you know,
happiness.
Bernie, I hear that a lot. And it's funny. And I was going to talk about this. Is that I hear a lot of sisters I know. When they talk about brothers dating Caucasian women, they'll say, oh, you know, most Caucasian women are gold diggers, when the reality is there's a lot of sisters who are gold diggers. I've heard a lot of brothers tell me the same thing you've told me, is that when they were financially struggling, erratically employed, sisters didn't pay them any mind.
Absolutely.
But as soon as they got in their groove, their rhythm, got the steady job, start making high five figures, six figures, even seven figures, all of a sudden, sisters coming out the woodworks. Why would
and,
you?
And the thing about it, Alan, it ain't even just sisters, though. It's all women, because I'm telling you, when you make money, you look like money, you smell like money, and your money just comes right there. You know what I mean?
I know that's right.
When you walk in the street, because, see, I have a different confidence now, because I can do with you or without you. I ain't got no problem being alone. It's nothing like that.
Can I ask you a question about your tolerance? Because I have a very low tolerance. So the woman disrespects me or treats me wrong, I don't care how long we've been in a relationship, she's out the door. How do you feel about that when you're with a woman right now, as you are right now, and she yells and screams and tries to be your mother and tells you what to do? How would you handle that situation?
That means that, one, I know you might not agree with me on this, but that's part of your problem, too. And let me tell you why. Because usually we attract to us what we are. So when you're getting those women that can't understand you and they are trying to, you know, knocking you down here and there, sometimes you got to step back and say, how did I cause this? In other words, what part did I play? We all play a part. There is no one person who makes or breaks a relationship. You follow?
Right.
And at the same time, you know, you got to be careful on what way you treat a woman. See, you ain't given an opportunity to have a bad relationship or a good relationship. Or sometimes you get angry, but sometimes you got to step back and go silent, man.
I got to move on to another call, but do you have a show here on Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah, I do, the Benny Randall Show. That's right, BennyRandall.com.
Hey, Benny, I'm about to check you out, dog. You're bringing down some good games.
Send me an email. Benny, send me an email, dog.
Okay, where did I reach you at?
TheDeanTV.com or go to schoolofdayton.com.
All right, coolie high.
All right, bro, thank you for calling in. Always love to hear from the brothers, man, the brothers. I'm getting ready to do one more of my final intermission tonight, but after I come back, I'm going to take area code 301. I'm going to take area code 253. I'm going to take area code 347. I'm going to take care of area code 713. And then, hey, Dean, have you ever seen this? There's some call online, and there's no area code whatsoever.
That means, yeah, they're just anonymous.
Anonymous? Oh,
yeah.
I'm scared of anonymous. Anonymous,
yeah,
you're going to have to
yeah.
identify yourself in the chat room, because I don't play that prank call stuff. I don't play that prank call stuff. So I'm kind of scared of you anonymous people. But we'll be back right after this intermission. And remember, listeners, 90% chance if we don't wrap up everything I want to talk about, we're going to have a part two on May 1st. I'm going to invite the dean back, and we're going to chop it up again about some of these same issues. But I'll be right back after this intermission.
Hey, this is Dangerous Lee. When you aren't being upfront and straightforward with my man, Alan Roger Curry, you should definitely be keeping it dangerous with me and HP every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern by listening to Ask Dangerous Lee Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Simply direct your computer to AskDangerously.com for your weekly dose of danger. And if you can't get enough of me on Friday nights, join me at MySpace.com/Dangerously.
Tune in to Touching Millions, hosted by Nikki Woods and Tanya Sherrell. Sundays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on Blog Talk Radio. Be informed. Be empowered. Be connected. Together we can change the world one life at a time.
Change a life. Change a life.
Touching Millions is brought to you by A Million Women Strong, an organization designed to inform, empower, and connect women all across the globe. For more information, log on to the website, amillionwomenstrong.com.
Change a life. Change a life.
Touching Millions, Sundays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is your radio show host, Nikki Love. And I'm inviting you to come hang out with me on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays from 8 to 10 p.m. Where we debate, we motivate, and have a good time. Come check out the Nikki Love Show. And that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Nikki Love. And that's NICKYLOVE. See you there.
Guys, how does it feel to come out of pocket spending money on dinners and dates only to get a hug at the end of the night while she goes and visits a bad boy like me?
Damn, damn, damn!
Oh, Florida. Come over and join our blog talk show, Beyond Dating, every Tuesday and Saturday night, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Get your crayons out. Go to www.thedeantv.com. That's www.thedeantv.com. Are you ready to think outside your dating box?
What's up, folks? This is Alan Roger Curry. Join my co-host, Tennille Williams, and I every Thursday evening at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the West Coast as we discuss a wide variety of dating-related issues with some of the most intelligent and entertaining guests that the Blog Talk Radio Network has to offer. Visit blogtalkradio.com/mode1, M-O-D-E-O-N-E. See you then.
Mode 1. Let the women know. Yeah.
Now, I know some of you on Blog Talk Radio are probably freaking out because you've never seen Alan Roger Curry on this late. Well, maybe once, 2 weeks ago. And now, I apologize to those in the chat room. I read what Dangerous Lee said. Alan, will you stop yelling? So I guess my voice was getting up there, some decibels.
Ooh,
huh? I guess
boy.
I have to talk in my real
man.
But in case you just joined me and you didn't hear any of the early part of the show, this is Upfront Straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, and I got my ace Blog Talk Radio dog here. What's his name?
The G, baby.
Dave, the G, William. I love that music. Now, listeners, you got to go to his site, the Dean TV. He got a video. Oh, sisters, you think this conversation been up? You got to go watch the Dean. Oh, man, I lost it when he's imitating sisters talking smack. Oh, man, you got to go to Dean TV and check out that YouTube video that my boy, the Dean. And now we're going to take, since we run out of time, we're going to take the last, we got about four or five callers to get to, starting with area code 301, 301, you are now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry and the Dean.
What's up, Alan? What's up, Dean?
What's up, man, baby?
This Black Achievement. What's up, man?
Oh, what's up, Black man? Achievement? Black
hey, look here. Look here, man. You should have took me two calls ago. Hey, Alan, look. Alan, you see those papers flying off your desk? That's your syndication deal, man. Because the brother from... From Illinois was angry. I thought I was calling in angry. I had to hold up. And then you had Barry White, Melvin Franklin. Man, that was a good. I was like, man, who was that brother? I know he got a show. And seven digits. The only way I got seven figures is if you count the cents. That's the only way you get seven figures out of me. But look here, man. But look here. This is what I call to say, man. Look.
Uh-huh.
I'm too angry, man. I can't get a white woman. I'm serious. I can't get a white woman. A white woman
so
want to be
with
me.
You want to pull a white woman, you can't.
Yeah, I can't get one. She got to get a wig, put on a daishiki, put on blackface, you know, like Angela Jolie, you know. But I can't do it. But look here, this is the thing, though, about black women. I mean, when I was in college, this fine sister, man, I was trying to kick it with. She just wanted to be friends. You know, every now and then she would confide in me. And I was at a Big Ten school, and all she would talk about is how the football players, you know, was liking the white women. Man, look here, sisters. If you can't be with the one you love, then love the one you're with. You can't, you know, if the man want to be with a white woman, don't be tripping. Then when the brother want to be with you, you like, damn, I got to go out and get a white woman too, you know, to get some attention, to get somebody to see me. You know, sisters got to stop acting crazy. And learn how to love who want to love you, because one-way love is just a fantasy.
Now, in your experience, let me ask you real quick, Black Achievement. In your experience,
right.
We had a couple sisters kind of treat the word submissive like that was a blasphemous term.
Yeah.
In some of your experience with sisters, have you ever had problems with sisters submitting to you in a relationship?
My wife, what are you talking about? You know?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, look here, man. I don't play that submission and all that. I do what I do to make her happy. You know,
right.
That's what I do. I don't create no. I got enough problems, so I don't create any unnecessary havoc. You
right.
know, whatever she wants, I go out and do it for. I'm gonna be honest with you.
That's being a man.
You
though.
Know. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
So how long you been married?
Oh, man. Ugh. It'd be 10 years come June.
Oh, you got the Dean beat. You got the Dean beat.
So what is the secret of your success with the woman that you're with? What is the secret that you think you can tell people?
Listen to her. For me, it's listen to her and do what she says. You know, I don't mean to sound.
Oh, well, wait a minute. You're
like
you not stepping out on us. You're
wait,
not being
wait,
a simp, are you?
Wait.
No, but I was on. You know, I was on a dating scene for a long time, and you know, we've been together for 12 years, and it's a great marriage. It's a great relationship. We got three kids. So hey, what the brother say? That had that song out a long time ago. She may be crazy, but I ain't going nowhere. You know,
wow.
She's all I got, and I ain't going nowhere.
You subscribe to the philosophy that if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, well, I got to move on, but thanks.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot,
Alex.
All right, take care.
All right.
Okay, well, Dean, I know you have a few things to say, but.
Yeah, I'm sure
to go
to the next caller, man.
We're going
to
move on. Move
hey, Cole.
253. You are now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry and the Dean.
Yo, what's up? This is the professor. How you doing?
Look how smooth he is. Come on. Hey, what's going on? Hey, you make these women's pants get wet. I'm sorry, dog.
Well, Wavy has a show, in case you don't know, listening. He has a show called The Relationship Game on Wednesday nights. And he's kind of on hiatus. He's letting his co-host run the shows now. But normally it's Will Wavy. Also known as the Professor.
But
chop up some game, Professor. What's your thoughts
right.
tonight?
Thanks, I appreciate it. I apologize. I got a head cold. That's why the voice sounds like that. But this is a great show. I listened to it the whole time. But the only thing I keep thinking is, why are we even having this show to begin with? It seems like black women, anytime you don't want to be with them or you talk about their faults or anything, they take offense. It's all a matter of preference. You don't hear white women saying, you know, white dudes are going to black women. You don't hear Asian women saying their men are going to
right.
black women. Why
yeah.
is it that when black women, when you say anything other than I want to be with a black woman, they take personal offense to that?
That's a good question. I mean, because
wow.
what I've noticed, and
wow.
you guys could disagree with me if you want to, but I don't know too many brothers who emphatically complain when they see a sister with
no,
a white dude.
I'm
like,
for
example,
no.
Halle Berry, she with a white dude. I don't hear no brothers up in arms over that.
Not
and,
at all.
And when I lived in Los Angeles, I saw a lot of sisters with white dudes. And when I would be with my friends, they were basically like, you know, if he makes her happy, so what?
Yeah, so what?
But a lot of sisters would be like, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. I told the dean, check this out, Professor. This goes way back to college. When I was in college, they had the athletics facility at Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana, called the Hyper. Dude,
uh-huh.
we ain't even talking about dating a white woman. We're not talking about having sex with a white woman. I was just jogging with a Caucasian woman. And she was fine, too. I ain't going to lie. She was fine. But I was jogging with all these sisters that was part of this sorority. I ain't going to say sorority because I don't want to bias somebody thinking against them. But they were part of the sorority. They was like, Alan Curry, I can't believe you. What are you doing? I can't believe you. They were calling me out all loud. People were looking around like, dang, the Negro over there is getting called out. And, I mean, they went off on me, dude, for just jogging with a white man. I was like, this is ridiculous. But, the question you asked is a good one. Yeah, I don't know why. Like, did you hear our first caller, Sassy Sass? She almost,
I asked her,
do you think it is an unwritten obligation for black men to date black women? And she said yes. And see, I'm sorry, I don't agree with that.
Yeah,
I'm about happy that way.
Happiness.
Yeah,
but
happy.
I think it's a choice. Now, I'm not with,
choice.
You know, she made one good point, which was I ain't for brothers just, you know, slamming all sisters. I don't mind if a brother slams the sisters he's personally interacted with or sisters that he's socialized with. But, you know, realistically, none of us have dated all the sisters in the world, so there's no way we can slam all sisters.
Right.
But, I don't agree that a black man should feel obligated to date a black woman.
No, not at all.
And let me ask both of you guys this question here. Do you find that when you date other races besides black women, that you're not as prejudged as much? Do you find black women prejudging you? Okay, if you got any kids or you cheat a lot or you're no good and so forth and so on. Like they already have those stereotypes about you and you need to overcome those before you even can get into a relationship.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Whereas
other
races, they just take you for who you are and
exactly.
how you treat them and go from there.
The main reason I hear guys that we always talk about this, they say, man, I love foreign women because, again, it takes me back to that caller, the angry cookie lady. She's got it. They will. And again, this is not catering or submitting. It's just loving your man and appreciating your man. That's
right.
All. It's not bowing down to him. It's just, how you doing? If there's something wrong, let's work it out together. They don't want to argue. They don't want to fight. They just want to. They're raised. As soon as they come out the womb, because I'm not, they already lost the Disney contract, so I got to say the womb. As soon as they came out the womb, they were raised from the ground, from that point on, to take care of your man, to take care of him and love him and respect him. I'm about
yeah.
to cry.
Well, just one last thing. I'm about to go, but since I got a cold and can't do it, Dean, let me get the mole one more time.
Oh,
let the professor know what you really think, dog.
Thanks for calling in, professor.
Hey, big
man,
professor.
You can find the professor. His URL is blogtalkradio.com/thegame. He always has great discussions, great topics on his show with his co-host, KG. And now we're going to take, coming down the last 15 minutes, I'm going to take area code 347. 347, you are now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry and the Dean.
Hey, what up? This is Stephen from New York.
Hey, what's up, Stephen from New
what's
York?
Up,
how you feeling tonight, man?
I'm good. I was hoping I could offer some perspective from outside the culture, you know?
Okay. Well, what's your culture?
Well, I'm Puerto Rican.
Okay. Well, let me know your thoughts.
Well, I grew up with the neighborhood I grew up in. It was like, I don't know. The girls are really good, and you know they take care of their men, and they're submissive and all that. You know, it's just our culture that the women submit. And then recently, actually, like a year ago, I had found out that I have a 3-year-old daughter. By a black girl, and At first, that experience was like, I had all these preconceived stereotypes in my mind, you know, of like, damn, you know, her family's probably loud or this, you know, all the anger and stuff like that. But then I got to know them and they're mad cool. You know, this girl is mad cool. My daughter's mother's mad cool. My daughter's 4 now. But, you know, she's mad cool. She, a lot of times she'll cook for me. I'll go over to her house, you know, hospitality. There's none of that. Oh, you know, you got my daughter pregnant at 17. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So let me see if I'm following you. You're saying you have a child by a black woman.
Yeah.
And you said the black woman's pretty cool?
Yeah, she's mad cool. You know,
She's mad cool. Okay.
She's real cool. Yeah.
She's real cool. She's real cool. You know, she's like, and I didn't even know that there was black girls like that. You know.
Oh, there's some cool sisters now.
Yeah, they're a lot of good black
cool.
women.
I've dated some real cool
sisters.
Yeah,
they're great black women out there. Absolutely. We're just talking about the ones that are angry and want to place blame on other people instead of taking responsibility.
And you know what? That's kind of the preconceived notion that I had of sisters, you know?
That
for
they
example,
were angry and be twisting in there.
Yeah,
let me ask
yeah,
you this.
Yeah.
How do Puerto Rican women. Well, Puerto Rican, that's almost like
yeah,
black
but don't
too.
Say
I mean,
tell you. Tell them how they treat men. How they supposed
but,
to
do they criticize you for having a baby by a black woman?
No. You know who does criticize me?
Who?
Is a lot of like the guys on the corner, like the kind of the guys preaching, like the Muslim.
Oh,
guys.
Okay.
But the Muslims don't
they
like
criticize,
that.
They like you know you're not supposed to, or they criticize her, like you know you're not supposed to have a Puerto Rican or this Hispanic come up inside you.
Give
well,
him
hey,
him
brother,
him
I'm going. Short for time. I got to cut you off, but thank you
yeah.
for calling
thanks,
and sharing
thanks,
your
dog.
Thoughts. And,
yeah, but, yo, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, we appreciate you calling. But now I'm going to move on to area code 713. That's from your neck of the woods, ain't it?
Oh,
Dean?
That's how
let's
I my partner.
Up front and straightforward, Alan Roger Curry. What's your question or comment?
Oh, wow, I'm actually on the show? Hey, man, it's me,
oh,
Tia.
Oh, it's Tia.
My first visit.
Yeah, you know you should have brought your that clip with you.
What clip?
I'm not different. I don't want
to. I'm not trying to be different.
I don't have that clip, man. Because I play it and people be looking at me funny when I walk out the door, man.
Now, but my listeners, Dion is a regular mainstay on the Dean Show on Tuesdays and Saturdays. He's one of his right-hand men that contributes to the conversation. What's your thoughts on tonight's conversation, Dion?
Okay, well, I missed your first hour, man, so I was just chiming in trying to keep up with everything. So
you was right out there chasing white women the first hour, weren't you?
No, he's Asian.
Uh-huh. I know what's up, man.
No. I was just putting them back before a black woman caught me, you know. Now, me, you know, I'm all for an interracial thing because I don't care what color you are, but, for the most part, it's about your character, who you are. If you with somebody that makes you feel happy or make you feel cool, man, it don't matter if she black, white, purple, or whatever, you know, across the board. I don't care what country she from, but except for a third world country, because I ain't for all them crazy customs and shit, so I can't, you know, get up with that. But the problem I always had with black chicks was just the same thing everybody keep fussing about, just the attitude, man. You know, and I can't deal with attitude.
Yeah, I have to be honest. Let me cut you off, Dion.
Okay,
but
okay.
Real quick, just when I listen to my, you know, I've talked to a bunch of brothers over the last 10, 15, 20 years. And, of course, a number of them have shared their criticisms of sisters. I mean, a lot of them have been balanced. They'll give them their compliments. But
right. Tonight
we just concentrate on the criticisms. By far, the criticism that stands out is the funky attitude.
Yeah, man.
Brothers always like, they like, man, sisters, they just got too much attitude, and I can't. Matter of fact, okay, I'm getting a quick story, and I'll let you go. I was at a wedding. I was in a wedding last August. Buddy of mine,
uh-huh.
He got married. I was one of the groomsmen. I got to talking to a fellow groomsman, and he had just gotten married himself. Now, the interesting thing is he married a sister, but he said before he married this sister, he had dated like three Caucasian women. And he just told me real. He said, Alan, he said, dude, I was this close. He held up his fingers with a little sliver. He said, dude, I was this close to resigning myself from sisters because, he said, all of them just gave me too much mouth, too much attitude. He said, I hated coming home from work only to hear my girlfriend's mouth. He said, the white women I dated, they were always peaceful. They did everything for me. But he did happen to meet one sister that happened to be like the white women he dated. He said this woman was very feminine, very soft-spoken, very submissive, and he liked that. He ended up marrying her. But, again, that is the number one criticism, is that attitude. Where do you think, Dion, that attitude comes from? Just meeting the challenges of adversity in their life, or what?
Man, Clayton, they don't know what adversity is, man. The stuff they call adversity ain't nothing but a drop in a bucket compared to what black women back in the day had to go through. You know, they got it good, man. You know, they came in the era after hot combs, you know. So when they, you know, if they had to live before then, man, you wouldn't stand a chance, you know. But somewhere, over the last couple of decades, man. Alan, you there?
Keep you on the line, Dion. But yeah. I'm going to bring in two more callers. There's two calls I haven't gotten to. One doesn't even have an area code. Another one is area code 678. You're now up front and straightforward with Alan Roger Curry, the Dean, and his boy Dion. What you got to say?
Are you going to take the 678 first? Hello?
Yeah, this is the Lavologist?
This is the Lavologist.
The Lavologist!
What's going on, y'all?
What's up, my brother?
What's up? How you feeling?
Oh, pretty good.
How are you doing?
I have a really quick comment, and it's going to be really quick and to the point, all right?
Okay.
Because
right.
I know that earlier in the show, you guys were actually talking a little bit as far as with, you know, the Tyler Perry movies and things of that nature.
Uh-huh.
Believe it or not, I think that, you know, you guys are talking about black women attitudes and things of that nature. I think that the media has a lot to play as far as the attitudes with some women, some black women that are going on out there, okay? Because of the fact that the way that black women are being portrayed in our society, whether it be on TV, whether it be in print, whether it be on radio, it actually portrays pretty much of a negative image, all right? And unfortunately, that's the examples that a lot of people have to go off on.
Agree with that.
Yeah,
I don't think
they
have enough balance because, for example, when you had the Cosby Show on, I thought Felicia Rashad's character of Claire Huxtable
was
very classy.
Oh, she was hot.
She was very even-tempered. Now, I mean, she could let her, what I call her true sister side, come out here and there. But overall, man, she portrayed her role. But then you go to these channels like UPN and them other off channels and them shows where they have them sisters acting all crazy.
Girlfriend. Yeah, girl.
And you're right, Lavage. I think a lot of women, who are, particularly those who are impressionable, they don't really know who they are at the time. And so they look to these, what they feel are role models, and they say, well, I guess I'm supposed to act like that.
But see, that's what he failed.
And you mentioned somebody like a Claire Huxtable, okay? And
yeah.
that brings me to this point. A lot of women, and if you looked at Claire Huxtable's character, she was a very independent woman, yet and still she treated her man like a king.
Thank you.
Well, a lot of women feel that because they're independent, they still can't treat their men like kings because they lose their independence. Okay? Whereas you can actually treat your man like a king and still be an independent woman. And until women are able to find that common balance between the two, like the Claire Huxtable, okay, and a couple of examples out there, that's the reason why we're having conversations like we are having today.
I'm sorry, let me cut you off, love, but we're coming up on our last, like, 3 to 4 minutes of the show, so I'm going to have to start wrapping it up. But I want to tell my listeners, more than likely, write me if you feel like we should have a part two on May 1st. I'll bring back the Dean, and I hope all of you rejoin me because I don't think we've covered everything we wanted to cover. But I got two other guests the next 2 weeks, so I can't schedule the next 2 weeks. But Thursday, May 1st, I would like to have a part two, only by demand, though. But, love, you definitely made some good points. And, yeah, man, a lot of the images we see of sisters is just not balanced. And I wish we had more Claires. You know what was interesting to me, fellas? I was around Martin Luther King holiday. I went and saw Martin Luther King Jr.'s youngest daughter speak. She even criticized a lot of today's sisters. And the crowd, particularly women, were tripping. But, yeah, she basically said there's no way that Martin Luther King Jr. would have accomplished what he accomplished if he had a wife that was nagging him and talking smack and doing all this crazy stuff.
Absolutely.
And I was like, wow.
Absolutely.
Greta was a strong woman. She was a very strong woman, but she didn't wear it on her chest.
Exactly.
Yeah, she might have did that behind the scenes, but I'm sure she took care of her man. The problem is a lot of women sit around and use excuses like my daddy never pushed me on the swing or a whole bunch of cockamamie excuses to say give me reason why I should yell at a black man and treat him wrong. All women, but some.
I want to close by saying there are, we make no mistake, listeners, There are great sisters out there. We are not in any way passing judgment on all sisters. There's some great, cool, beautiful sisters out there. But there is a small segment of sisters that do need an attitude adjustment. But again, write me at blogtalkradio@mo1.net if you want an encore. Speaking of encore, that's what I'm going to send you out on. I want to thank my guest co-host, Dana D. Williams, the DTV, his boy Dion, the Lavologist most recently, all my callers who called in. Well, that woman shut up.
What about that single? Hey, Mo, what about that single, that anonymous call?
Huh?
What about that anonymous caller?
Oh, I don't know. They didn't say anything.
Oh. And one time for the word. One time for the word.
There was probably a bill collector, Mo. That's how they get you.
With a hot cone.
Blog Talk Radio.